The second guard made no move to stop him. Instead, he cowered off to one side, trying very hard not to be noticed. The Jedi moved quickly up the boarding ramp and into the spear, not certain how long the ruse would work. Though the guards hadn't dared to stop him, once he was gone, they would almost surely inform someone on board the ship of their honored guest's arrival. It wouldn't take long after that for someone to realize something was wrong and order security to hunt down the intruder. Still guided by the power of the Force emanating from Darth Carid, he made his way deeper and deeper into the ship. He could feel evil and corruption enveloping him, growing steadily stronger during his descent. And he knew it wasn't because of his former Padawan's presence. When Darth Mekkis had created the Ascendant Spear, she used a combination of experimental technology and Sith alchemy to imbue the ship itself with energies of the dark side. By the time Nos D'Aral stepped into the turbolift that would take him to the black heart of the vessel, the Jedi was feeling physically nauseated from the effects. But he also sensed he was nearing his goal. As he dropped into the very bowels of the ship, the claustrophobic feeling of the dark side pressing in on him from all sides was so strong that he almost didn't sense the soldiers waiting in the corridor just beyond the turbolift's doors. At the last possible instant, the Force granted him a sudden premonition of the lethal trap. Pulling his green-bladed lightsaber from his belt, he dropped to the ground, pressing himself face down flat on the floor as the turbolift came to a stop on the spear's lowest level. The guards' blaster bolts shredded the turbolift's doors as they slid open, ricocheting over Nos D'Aral's head as they carved an arc at waist height. The Jedi responded by lashing out with the Force, hurling the four heavily armored soldiers several meters back down the corridor. Before they even hit the ground, he had sprung to his feet, charging toward them as he threw his lightsaber sidearm. The spinning blade struck the nearest of his foes, slicing through the chest plate of his battle armor and into the vulnerable flesh beneath. The surviving three guards didn't try to regain their feet, instead firing wildly at him from where they lay sprawled on the floor. The Keldor angled his charge toward the sidewall, leaping and planting a foot halfway up the surface to give him leverage for a high, twisting spin that scraped the ceiling, his arms tucked in close to his chest and his horizontal body perfectly parallel to the floor. The unexpected move again caught the soldiers off guard, their bolts whizzing beneath him. He landed on his feet amid his still prone adversaries, his lightsaber flying back into his hand as he recalled it with the Force. He turned sideways, narrowly dodging fire from the closest soldier, while a pair of quick flicks with his lightsaber deflected the bolts from the other two harmlessly off to either side. The hard heel of his boot slammed down on the helmeted head of the man at his feet. At the same time, he used the Force to pick up the other two and send them crashing into the ceiling before letting them drop back down to the floor. Momentarily stunned, all three were defenseless against the quick series of cuts and thrusts from his lightsaber that finished them off.